Now, today's topic is actually inspired by my TikTok. I feel like everyone who is following me on TikTok has been finding me basically because they love the exercise. They love everything that's based around arm definition and shoulder definition and lean backs as well. And I thought, you know what, let's try and dissect what's going wrong with this and how we can make this better too. So if you're following me on Facebook, Instagram, wherever it might be, make sure you check out my new socials as well. That's on TikTok. That username is Coach Sean Full Stop Hourglass. But in case you don't know how this works, I am live right now, so I'm recording a podcast. If you have any questions that you want to ask, please pop them in the comment section and I'll make sure I answer them towards the end. If not, I can always answer them later on. I'm going to record the podcast now. I'm looking forward to helping you with this one. It's going to be super good. Let's get started. So welcome to another episode of the Project Hourglass podcast. Of course, my name is Sean, and I'm here to help you out with anything that's about getting stronger, leaner, and building an hourglass body. Now, one of the biggest things I'm going to tell you right now is don't feel like you are going to walk away from this episode and not take any action. The biggest mistake, apart from all the training exercises I'm going to tell you how people train wrong, well, the biggest mistake is learning more but not actually implementing it. So whatever you do, I'm calling you out right now, please don't listen to this episode and think, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I want you to take action on this as soon as possible, because that is what's going to help you get defined arms and toned arms too. So I actually said this a little bit before the podcast episode. So if you're listening to this post and not live, I want you to know that the reason why this came up was, well, everything that I see on my Instagram, everything I'm seeing on my TikTok, those videos talking about getting defined and toned arms, making sure that you can feel confident to wear any clothes that you might have, wearing crop tops to the gym because you want to feel confident with that, making sure that you can wear dresses maybe that show your arms too. And I think a really good one is the fact that one of my clients, Caitlin, she actually told me that she just felt so confident being able to wear anything that she wants with no sleeves. And what she would usually do is hide her arms from wearing a jacket to wearing a sweater and not actually taking it off. She had full intentions of actually showing them, but now she's actually better to feel more confident. And where has that led her? Well, we just had a bit of a chat after she's come back from a holiday in Hawaii, might add, and sharing so many wins about the clothes that she was able to wear, feel more confident wearing them. But if saying that, buying more clothes too, things that she'd never thought that she'd be able to wear. And now she's saying, you know what, if I can focus on those arms that I was looking for, I can definitely start to improve in other ways too. So maybe this is the stepping stone that you want. This could be the wins that you have. And I'm about to tell you the three mistakes that most ladies make because they're not being able to see their definition in the arms. And I want to help you fix that. So if you're someone who's looking to get more toned arms and more defined arms, make sure you're not actually making any of these three mistakes. And you know what? I'm going to say it right now. Actually, I've got one more mistake. So this is going to be a bonus episode. You get four mistakes now. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you about when it comes to training arms is making sure you don't train so light. This is probably coming from previous media, previous times, and I'm not sure about you, but I'm a 90s kid, and especially in Australia, you know about this. Cheese TV comes on at 7 o'clock. You'll wake up at 6:30 and you're like, I want to watch some TV, right? I want to watch some cartoons and Dragon Ball Z, whatever it might be at the time. It was SpongeBob for me as well. But what happened was you would see Oz Aerobics. And if you don't know what Oz Aerobics is, it happens to be listening to a different country or maybe in a different city. Oz Aerobics was when they would have everyone in these leotards, essentially, and they'd be lifting 1 or 2 kilo dumbbells and doing some shadow boxing and thinking that was actually going to turn up their arms. How many times have you actually heard and comment in the sections below, like drop some fire emojis or whatever, just say me. But how many times do you see people say, if you want to tone up, you should be doing things like doing high reps and low weight. So if you're lifting those 1 or 2 kilo dumbbells and thinking this is going to give you the result, this is not the case. And let me tell you how you can fix that instead. But to know about what I'm going to tell you, you need to understand why. Think about if you were to do the exact same thing every single time, you're going to get the exact same result every single time. But that's not the case in training. If you keep doing the exact same thing every single time and you don't improve, you actually get diminishing returns. It's like a bell curve. If you don't know what a bell curve is, it's like that. Nothing happens between when you do too much. Nothing happens when you do too little. It needs to be right in the sweet spot where you make sure you choose the right thing to do. So what we're going to tell you now is, how can you start to see this? Well, very simply, with all your exercises that target your arms, maybe the front or the back as well, you want to make sure you're aiming between 8 and 15 reps. Now, you can do things less than 8 reps if you really wish to. The research does show that you can do that. But personally, from an experience point of view, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't do bicep curls for anything less than 8 reps. I wouldn't do tricep extensions for anything less than 8 reps. I just don't believe it gives you the greater effect that you're looking for. The same thing goes for when you do too many reps, okay? If you're thinking that 30 reps is better than 20 reps and 20 reps is better than 15 reps, it once again, it has a bit of a bell curve and diminishing returns. So that's why I say 15 reps, because although there may be some benefit up to 20 reps, and the scientific research shows this, it is still probably not as great if you can just keep between 8 and 15. Now, you have different days going through different rep schemes, but that's how I program for my clients and my ladies, and that's how they get good results too. Now, here's another thing when it comes to making sure you don't lift too light. Now, I know it sounds a little bit funny, but this is the truth. If your arms aren't shaky, if your muscles aren't aching, if they're not burning a little bit by the time you hit your 8 to 15 reps, and you're not probably pulling some sort of ugly face trying to squeeze at an extra rep, you're probably not challenging yourself enough. And that's the true fact, okay? Once again, we want to make sure that this challenges you. And the myth of like heavy weights make you bulky, well, I don't think I need to define that anymore. I don't think this is something that we need to talk about in 2024 with so much media out there teaching you about this, but you should know lifting weights don't make you bulky. It's super hard. Just to give you a bit of an idea, 32 years old, been doing this for 15, 16 years. I don't believe I'm bulky, and I probably have a shit ton more testosterone to help me build muscle more than the ladies listening to this. Still very hard for me too. So just understand it's not going to be super easy, and you're going to lift like a 5 kilo dumbbell and all of a sudden you look bulky, okay? Once again, that's very much about perception of how we feel more than anything. So that's number one. Mistake number one is making sure you don't go too light on your exercises and thinking that 50 reps with 2 kilo pink dumbbells is actually going to work. Pink colored dumbbells are the same as black colored dumbbells, but you need to make sure you choose the heavier one to help you get to the goal that you wish. That's mistake number one. Here's mistake number two, and this one really actually, it gets me every single time. I don't know why, but this happens to be the biggest mistake I see. And let's think of some arm exercises that you're thinking of. Maybe you're thinking bicep curls. Maybe you're thinking of some tricep extensions. Those are probably the two very common ones. Those two exercises, most people don't do them correctly. And for this one reason why, because they're not doing a full range of motion. Have a think about it. And I wish that the podcasters could see this, but I guess if you're on live, you get to see this the most. But when you do bicep curls and you're curling at the top, when you get down to the bottom, do you actually get your arms dead straight? For me, when I've seen over the years, I've been doing this for a long time, I never see the elbows dead straight at the bottom. No matter what, even if you're doing a bicep curl, no matter what, if you're doing a tricep extension, I never see those elbows dead straight at the bottom for some reason. And I don't know if it's a coordination thing, a strength thing, or if it's even just saying that I don't know what dead straight elbows feel like. And I challenge you to actually film your exercises and see if your elbows are dead straight as possible. Because if you are not feeling the back of your arms burn, or if you're feeling the back of your arms burn when you're doing a tricep extension, but your elbows are still not dead straight, then imagine how much more benefit you could get if you did. Now, we all know exercises actually require that lengthen and strengthen effect. There's two motions to every exercise and every muscle contraction. If you're not squeezing at the top, and if you're squeezing it for more than 3 seconds and it's still not feeling anything, you're not actually squeezing the muscle, okay? If you are all the way down at the bottom and you're not feeling a tension with appropriate weight, you're not lifting heavy enough. So all these things that you're feeling, this actually gets better and better as you practice it over time. So if you're starting off first, I highly recommend that you film your exercises, no matter how basic they might be and you might think or how silly you might look. You're going to be the person laughing at the end of it because you're the person who's going to learn the most, as opposed to the other people who keep doing 6-week challenges and go, I'm not seeing any results. Well, this is the difference that it makes. You need to make sure that you go through learning what you're trying to do and how you can start to develop too. And if you're talking to me right now and you're like, I have no idea what this guy's talking about, I'm not talking about super complex things right now. I'm talking about things that you could literally implement the next day. And then you can even start to have discussions with me too. On a side note, we do have a free Facebook group. And if you want to post your exercises into that group for me to give you a form check, that's what I'm going to answer. Don't text message it to me. Don't message it to me by Facebook group. Facebook Messenger. I don't believe that's something I'm going to provide for free. But if you join my free Facebook group and you post it in there, I will, because I'm always vacant in there and I can actually help with that too. So that's the incentive. You get my eyes to help you check your form too. So one last thing I want to talk about, the bicep curls and the tricep extensions. You actually understand that these two exercises are on the opposite side of the arms. Now you're thinking, Sean, what are you talking about? We do have to understand some sort of baseline of anatomy. So the biceps are the front of the arms. The triceps are the back of the arms. For one to squeeze and contract, the other one has to relax. Now, in geeky terms, we call this the agonist-protagonist muscle group, okay? Does that help you? It should, because when you squeeze your bicep, your tricep relaxes. When you squeeze your tricep, your bicep relaxes. Now, we start to think about this. That means both bicep curls and tricep extensions are super, super related. So if you can start to do really good with one of those exercises, you should be able to do really good with the other exercise eventually. There's a relationship between the two. It's not like you have to do a bicep curl and bend your elbow, then straighten your elbow and do a backflip. They're not absolutely, you know, disconnected. A bicep and a tricep is very much connected if you can start to understand how that elbow moves and how muscles start to relate on joints too. Do you need to know any more than that? No, not really. But it's helpful to know some sort of baseline movement. So you don't want to be like, and there's a scene in, I think it was Pitch Perfect. And one of the dudes is like, I pulled something in my hamstring, and he's like rubbing the back of his arms. Doesn't quite work like that. Okay. Mistake number three, when it comes to toning and defining your arms, and I see it all the time as well, is tension and holding. Now, I touched a little bit about this in the last few points as well. So if you're squeezing at the top or if you're squeezing at the bottom and you're not feeling that muscle actually contract and squeeze and feel the burn and feel the blood pumping through it, then that's where you're missing out. If you happen to be someone who's just punching out 50 reps as fast as possible, not the actual cause. We want to make sure that exercises, and this is what we always say too, is making sure you have good quality movements rather than just a whole bunch of quantity, okay? One of the differences between a beginner program and an advanced program, they actually tend to look the same. And here's why. At the start, when you go, we always program to have maybe 4 to 6 exercises so you don't feel too sore. Then when you get to the intermediate stages, we like to program maybe between 7 and 8 exercises so you can widen up your horizons and start to do more. Then when you get to advanced stages, we actually start to bring it down to 4 to 6 again so that you can get better movements out of them, because someone who's more advanced actually happens to be doing the same amount of work on paper, but they're able to actually see their muscles work and feel better sooner rather than doing more exercises. So that doesn't make any sense. It's like when you're trying to cook ingredients, the best cook happens to be using the least amount of ingredients to make the best tasting dish, as opposed to someone who thinks that 50 spices is better than just using 4 or 6 for the same effect. We're going to be more efficient and optimal instead. So how we do this is making sure that when we actually train, yes, you want to make sure you have full range of motion. Yes, you want to make sure that the exercises aren't too light, but you also want to make sure you have good quality movements. And how I found this has helped me, tension and holding, especially when it comes to arm exercises, was something I struggled with for probably the first 13 years of my training. So last year was year 14. I was like, I am sick of not having any arms. I want to try and grow some arms. I'm still working on it. And one of the best things I did was actually implemented and used resistance bands. So resistance bands aren't super heavy, but they do help with muscular tension and actually holding it through as well. So when I grabbed one of those red mini bands, and I still use a red mini band for this, nothing heavier than that, And I would do somewhere between 15 reps and 12 reps and squeezing that top for 2 to 3 seconds, making sure every single rep was good quality. Now I'm practicing the exercise. I'm making sure I feel it in my biceps. And I do the same thing with my tricep extensions. Now doing these two things, you might think, well, it's not heavy enough. Why would you do it? It's also good practice as well. So it sounds a bit contradictory, I know, but when you start to have good range of motion, making sure it's still like not 50 reps. I couldn't do 50 reps if I tried, or even 30 reps. I would be doing 15 reps. And also having good muscular tension in the arms, in the front of the arms, and the back of the arms, I guarantee you're going to start to see some amazing progress in actually seeing definition as well. Now, as promised, I went to number 4. Okay, mistake number 4 is choosing poor exercise selections. Now, you can't deny that when it comes to training the front of the arms, you need to do bicep curls. But if you're only doing bicep curls, you're actually missing the whole back portion of your arm, which is a lot larger than the front arm. And I'm not saying large like tree trunk large. I'm just saying larger as in comparative size. Everyone's tricep is bigger than their bicep, no matter what. So if you're not doing tricep-based exercises, you're missing out on seeing definition your arms actually grow. You're actually missing out on your arms actually change shape, should I say, not grow. So if you want to change your shape, you're going to target the larger muscle group, which is going to be the triceps. Now, the triceps actually have two exercises that you need to be aware of. There's three heads to it. I'm not going to get too geeky about this. But one of the exercises is going to be anything that you can just extend your arm and straighten them out. This is going to be exercises like your tricep dips. This is going to be exercises like those tricep rope extensions. You can have any exercise, including the tricep V-grip pushdowns. Now, if you want to also do the other part that's going to be more efficient, there's a third muscle group inside, and that is going to be doing anything that's overhead. So you've got skull crushes, you've got rope overhead extensions. Those two exercises are going to be great for targeting that tricep that is not actually being targeted from the other movements. Now, when we go back to the front of the arms, exercises that I highly recommend you do is going to be ones that increase the range of motion, like we said in mistake number 2. And that's going to be the incline. I'm going to make sure I say this correctly. The incline bench curls. With this one here, you want your palms facing upwards. And when you come up and squeeze, you actually want to rotate those pinky fingers outwards. Now, the mistake that a lot of people do with this is they don't go full range of motion. So they go too heavy and they don't straighten their arms as they go down. They actually go like this. And once again, podcasters, you can't see it. They just look like this. If you want to know what it exactly looks like, just make sure you check it out on my Instagram stories, because I'm going to post that there. Once you've done that, you go all the way down and all the way up. Now, on the up on those incline dumbbell curls, people's elbows always go forward, always, no matter what. So if you get trouble, you have trouble keeping those elbows forward, I actually recommend we kind of like drag curl it. We pull the elbow backward and we squeeze the bicep as we do this. And this is going to help you put the tension on the front of the arms. Now, is that the only way that you can target those front of the arms? Definitely not. One of my favorite ones is actually using a red mini resistance band and standing on top of it and feeling the tension once again, making sure it's appropriate, leaning slightly forward and then curling through. Now, you can still implement that drag curl effect. So you're pulling the elbows as if they're going behind you, but squeezing the bicep as hard as you can on the top. Once again, feeling it for 2 to 3 seconds before you go all the way back down. And here's the trick. When you get back down on those tricep extensions, so on those bicep curls, you want to extend your arms and squeeze your triceps at the bottom to get full range of motion. And that's why we always want to relate movements. So those are two exercises that everyone's probably doing, but just not really getting the most out of it. To get even more out of this is making sure you choose greater exercises in your arm selection. So I want you to know that if you're not implementing movements like a close grip bench press, a close grip push-up, or variations of this, like an incline push-up, if you're not implementing exercises like shoulder presses and chin-ups and rows as well, then you're also missing out on how you can recruit some of those arm muscles to work too. Because let's think about it. The biceps is heavily rotated, So heavily related to muscles of the back as well. So if you want to snatch to waist, doing things like lat pull downs is going to be useful too. But you're also going to use a little bit of arms in this motion. So if you're not implementing compound movements like any lat pull downs, reverse grip lat pull downs, rows as well, you're missing a bit of the front of the arms being defined. If you're missing on exercises like shoulder presses, incline push-ups, push-ups of any variation, and close grip bench press as well, you're missing out on benefits of targeting the back of the arms. So now I've given you four mistakes that most people make when it comes to defining their arms. Number one is they don't go heavy enough. Number two is they're not getting the full range of motion and understanding mechanics between the front of the arms and the back of the arms. Number three is that they're not feeling tension and holding each of these positions. Once again, squeezing a muscle is actually tiring work. Try to think about that. If it's not tiring while you're adding some weight, then it means you're not actually squeezing the muscle appropriately. You're taking advantage of joints instead. And number four is choosing bad exercises when it comes to arms. I know it's tempting to do biceps and triceps all the time, but you also have to do exercises like push movements overhead and also pull movements overhead and also towards body too. Now, if you really liked this episode, just let me know. Drop some fire emojis, drop me something in the lives or any of the lives that you see here. If you have any questions, feel free to pop them into the comments section and I'll make sure I answer them. I do have a few things I want to announce. So if you're listening this far, thank you very much. I appreciate the support. I actually do have a free guide that's going to help you with anything when it comes to shaping your body for an hourglass body shape, okay? Now, this is the top six secrets that I have that I implement across the board with all my successful clients. And once they start to implement all six of them, believe it or not, they actually get really good results. So if you want a free guide to that and you're in my lives on Instagram, just send me a DM and I'll send that to you. If you're watching this on Instagram, sorry, if you're watching this on Facebook, then there's going to be a link on the post itself. I want to say thank you very much. I'll be back again tomorrow, roughly around the same time, 3 p.m. Perth. And I'm going to answer any questions between now and then if you're going to DM me. And I'll look forward to seeing you then. Take care, everyone. Keep building momentum and take care. Have a great day.